for a quarterback was a guy who could handle things when things were bad. Pretty good test for him right now.
We were hoping not to test that too soon. But, I think it's something that, as you can see, just talking to him, he handles things well. He knows what he has to do. He's not hiding anything. He knows he's got to play better. He knows he will. He knows it's part of the learning process, unfortunately, and he's getting a taste of the team not having success early on in his career. So I think that'll encourage him this weekend. And like I said, we're all focused on Sunday and finishing this game strong, and then we'll go back and have the whole offseason to figure out how to go forward and play much better next year.
Has he shown the qualities through this that you expected to see?
Yeah, it's hard to – I think he has. I mean, a lot of things we're seeing he has. It's just that we got to get the group around him to be the same way. It's not just Jake. It's just it's cleaning up the system. We have a lot of things to work on. It's better to wait till the season's over to kind of start evaluating all those things by watching the tape. And then, again, his health has been a concern. You know, I think it's really hard. You know, I've done it as a player when I've been hurt early, come back and play again. It's really hard to get any kind of feel for the offense, feel for the players you're working with when, especially at that position, I would think. I haven't played quarterback, but it'd be very hard to do what he has done, play 4 weeks, sit out six, come back for six, and have any kind of continuity of what he's doing. And the relationship with the receivers and the backs and the offense, all that's been a burden, I think, for everyone. And, we'll just, like I said, have a good week this week and worry about all those things in the offseason.
You know, it's just one game, but would it do a lot for him, confidence-wise, in the offseason, if he can finish, play well in the last game on Sunday?
I think it'd be good for everybody. That's why I mentioned after that game, the game last week, luckily that wasn't the last one. I think we all need that as an organization, as an offense, a defense, just everyone in general. You don't want to finish with a game you let get out of hand and you don't play like you're capable of. So I think it'd be good for everyone, for the whole team.
But it really makes it a must-win sort of a situation for off-season, how you feel about the team and where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to – I mean, believe me, right now it's a must-win. We want to win it. It's not going to change in the grand scheme of things. It's not going to change a lot, I would assume. I mean, it's nice to win no matter when it is, so of course we want to win, and everything's on us to winning, but we still have a lot of work ahead of us. It's not going to fix all of our problems because we win. It's just it's a good way to go into the offseason, as you always say, with a win rather than a loss. But having said that, once we do win this weekend, then it's just a matter of we have a lot of work ahead of us to get where we need to get, and we know that, and that'll all start the day after that game. So, but yes, we'd like to, this week everything's all on, playing well this weekend, and we watched their film, and they played really well last week and really had a great chance to beat the Patriots. So that just shows you how this league is. From week to week, the records mean a lot. When you look in the paper, you see the record, and you know that's what you did all year, but when you play on a Sunday, anything can happen. They played really well last week and had many opportunities to beat the Patriots, didn't, so we realize what kind of game this is going to be for us to win, and we need to win a division game. We've been saying that, and we haven't done it, and we need this for a lot of reasons.
Is there a concern, Mike, that the results Sunday could have a bearing on you and your job security going in following the season or going into next season?
I'm sure anything's possible. I'm not looking at it that way. I mean, I'm looking at it as our last game of the year, where we have to come play better than we did last week and win a football game. And we'll be judged by that. I mean, we're the best that we can do is 6-10, and we'll go. I'll go. I mean, as far as me individually, just go from there. Whatever happens, happens. When the game's over, we'll sit and talk and see what direction we're going to go.
Like when you mentioned the best you can get is 6-10, which is obviously a step back from last year. But can you make a case, that the team isn't really? Are there some ways you can say this team is still getting better despite the record?
Well, again, I think it's hard to, when you're living the season to figure out exactly what all we're doing well and we're not doing so well. Definitely some players have gotten better. There's no doubt about that. That we've talked about that in the past few weeks, especially on the defensive side with the linebackers and some of the other guys that are playing more. But when you're having what's going on, the different players playing, the different combinations of guys playing week in, week out, and the guys going into reserve, and the offensive line changing so much, and losing your tight end, and then losing your receiver last week, and it gets hard to start getting over. You can't get too carried away with what that all means, and comparing this year to last year, I don't think you can do that at all. I think it's each year people like to do that, but it's a totally different situation. Like last year, we didn't have any injuries last year. We were a totally different team last year than we are this year right now, as we got through midseason. So it's hard to get into all that comparing. I know that's what people look at as 9-7. 6-10. That's not, obviously not as good. But there's a lot of factors in there, who we played all year, the health of our team, you know, on and on and on. And not, and again, not to find excuses, but the bottom line is we have to win more games. And that's what we'll be looking at is when this season ends, is 6-10 is what we're hoping to be when we finish. And then now how do we get to where we want to be? And that's win our division. So we got a lot of work ahead of us. And sometimes a handful of moves can make a huge difference in a team. You see it every year. I mean, we had Kevin Carter come in and speak to the team a couple weeks ago, and he was on a team that was 4-12 and won the Super Bowl the next year. You know, so there's a lot of stories of it happening, organizations doing it. I think that's what I always say about the excitement of this league, is that you can go from what we're going through right now to winning to winning it all a year later. So we feel that that's something we're capable of doing if we make the right moves, and that's how you have to look at it.
When you look at a game like this with two teams who struggled, is it as simple as whoever shows up is going to win, whoever really shows up?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, again, I truly feel from playing the league and being around it that when you go out there on a Sunday, you know, the records don't mean anything when that game starts. It really doesn't. And then as the game develops, maybe that confidence, one team has more confidence than another when things don't go your way. But again, we should be pretty equal, I guess, because they've had their share of bad breaks and we've had our share. So we'll see who holds it together, I guess, for 60 minutes and wins the game. Last time we played and we kicked 5 field goals. And we could have had, you know, 35 points at halftime. We didn't. And so we have to build on that and play much better. And they beat us last time at their place, and we have to hopefully return the favor here.
Today the Pro Bowl is announced. Pro Bowls are announced. Do you feel like there's any guys on this team that should be headed to Hawaii?
You know, I haven't given any thought to that. I'm concentrating on what we're talking about as far as the team. We're not happy where we're at. I mean, I'll wait to see how that all works out tomorrow or the next day, whenever that comes out. But I haven't really given much thought to anyone deserving of that.
Injuries, what did you learn today, I guess, like who was out here, who wasn't?
Let me see, on offense, Stevens, Craig Stevens, Damian Williams, neither one of those guys practiced.
CJ did.
CJ didn't practice, Harper didn't practice, Weatherspoon didn't practice, McCarthy didn't practice. You know, it's kind of the story every week, but so there's going to be some guys missing on Sunday.
Who do you think you'll get back for Sunday?
I think Kendall has a chance to play this week, which would be good because we really missed him last week. I think Damian would be more questionable. CJ, you hope the two of them would be able to practice tomorrow, him and Harper, and see where they're at. But CJ hasn't missed a game, so you can't imagine him missing a football game. I would assume he'll be back on Sunday. Stevens is going to be questionable. You know, I don't know about that. We'll have to wait and see how he's feeling because of the concussion deal. Sam McCarthy.
If Stevens can't
Spoon
go, you,
should be okay.
Do you need to add another tight end?
No, we got the three guys. We'll let those three guys, the three we have. We have three left? Two?
We got one on the practice squad.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can always go there. I guess we add another receiver. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Do you have to take extra precautions with Stevens because it's his second concussion of the year?
Definitely. I mean, yeah, I think that's something that, you know, he's still not quite where he needs to be. So, yeah, him, McCarthy will probably be in the same boat.
Baseline test, he's still not getting passed on.
I don't know exactly what it is, other than I'm just gonna sell what I've been saying is that he just doesn't feel 100%. He doesn't feel clear enough to where he's back to feeling normal. He just hasn't gotten there yet, and certain things he's been able to do and feel better, but just overall, the ready to play football, he's not ready.
So he's the one that's saying, I'm not ready, or is it?
Well, both. I mean, when that's the whole thing about concussions. You're hoping that's the thing that the concern was with concussions, that guys won't admit that they don't feel normal, and they keep playing with it. And that's what's gone over the history of the game. Guys don't want to say nothing because they want to play. And I think he's got to where his is the fact that he is letting us know, because he tried to do that before. I mean, he tried to get back, and I think he's realizing, we try to get him on the field, that he's not getting better right now. So we're just going to be real careful there. There's no reason to be not to be. We haven't played him for that reason. He's not ready.
Chances are, you know, if he hadn't played this long, he's not going to probably roll him out there for the last game.
I mean, yeah, I think it's he's very questionable, no doubt.
Did you vote for the Pro Bowl when the players went back to the day? Did you look at stats mostly? Did you lead more guys you played against?
Well, first, the guys you play against. You're going by, depending on what position you're looking at, like the D-line, you're going to look at who you played against and who you thought, you know, some guys are no-brainers. You knew this guy was the best that played all year. This linebacker was the best linebacker. You didn't care about the stats. And then maybe if there's some guys you didn't play, you have to fill out a roster. Maybe you didn't play anyone that was real good at one position. Then you may look at stats and see, well, someone, I guess he did play pretty well. Or maybe someone I played a year ago that I saw, or someone we saw on tape. So you kind of go, you like to usually vote to where it's someone you least have played against or you've watched on tape during the year, that year, because year to year gets different. And then from there, it's, you know, and it's a group effort. I mean, you do it to where you try to get guys to play against certain. You don't want, we don't have, like here, we don't do it to where we have an offensive lineman vote for a defensive back or a receiver or something. We let the DBs do that and the receivers do that to guys that they watch all the time and they study and that they really like and think that are the guys that they think are deserving, and try to do it to where it's, you know, vote for the guys that had a great year. So, I mean, stats come in effect on punting, probably punting average and points, that kind of stuff, to where guys who's had the best, most field goals and who's had the best punting average, things like that. So you look at them, but you shouldn't just go by stats, who has the most interceptions, you know, that kind of thing. So I think most guys take a lot more into account than just stats or who's made it before, or, you know, just, you know, it's more hopefully personal experience.
You think CJ